Good afternoon and welcome to Mars Bar. Hopefully you're hearing me here at the first month or first Sunday of February. It's February 6, 2022. I am your host, Marcy Latimer, and I appreciate you joining me on this first day of the show since I have moved from the blue state of California to the red state of Texas. That's right. So I have actually moved. I've been here now exactly 4 weeks. I left on January 7th. I left San Diego, California, and I moved to Fort Worth, Texas, the land of the free. And I got here January 9th. And that was exactly 4 weeks ago, Sunday, January 9th. So I have not done a show yet since moving to Texas, but I appreciate you coming on. And I know a lot of you had heard my show in the past, and hopefully I am being heard right now because I can't check my volume levels for some reason. But anyway, I'm hoping. So I just wanted to say thank you again for joining me here. And we finally got my computer up and running and everything. It's been quite... Father, on this first Sunday of the month of February, I want to pray for those who want to find closure in some areas of their life so they can move on. Some have been holding on to grudges, pain, and problems of their own making from this past year. There is grief and sorrow from not being able to forgive that which has remained for too long. Some are trying to heal that emotional pain in their heart with things of the world. Let them know today, Lord, that without you, nothing will get rid of their pain or make them happy. To those I ask that you give a new beginning today, give them knowledge that with you, this is not just another day. It's a new opportunity, another chance for a new beginning. Set them free from this bondage and let your will be done in their life today as the Holy Spirit leads their way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And God bless you. Also wanted to let you know that we now have Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. So go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. And check out all our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Support the truth powered by the truth, founded in 2010. Go to premium.eamedia.online, store.ea.online, or you could go donate.eamedia.online, or to patreon.eamediaonline. So those are the ways you can support. Also, there are many ways to support the truth by just getting the word out. Thank you and God bless once again. So hopefully you got all that information. That is new information for you. So again, I just wanted to come on and let you know it's been quite the journey. We had a moving truck and they delayed our belongings to come to our place in Texas by 2.5 weeks. So we were without our things. We only basically had what we had in our own cars when we were driving out, and we were praying for the best that everything was intact and everything's going to be here. And they took 2.5 weeks to finally get our things to us in the moving truck. So it was quite the hassle, quite the adventure, but it was something that we just had to pray on and just make sure God
you
on my phone. So that's why I chose to just wait until today. So again, thank you for joining me once again for Mars Bar, February 6, 2022. There have been a lot of things that have happened since I made the move. I mean, President Trump, for instance, he had two Save America rallies, one in Arizona and one in Texas. I did check to see if it was local to me, but unfortunately, it was still 230 miles away from me. Texas is a big state, so I'm really still not familiar with my surroundings. I'm trying to get acquainted with everything and, you know, just acclimate as well. Speaking of acclimated, it is colder than I ever thought. I'm a Southern California girl, so I'm used to 74 and sunshine pretty much every day of the year. I'm spoiled in San Diego. So I come here not expecting snow. Oh yeah. And we've been in snow for a couple of times, in fact, since I've been here. And this, since Wednesday night, basically, is when it started snowing again, and haven't really wanted to drive because of the ice out there. And I will not drive in the ice. I'm not familiar with that. I did live in Colorado one time when I was a television news anchor back in the late 90s. So I did have experience living in snow before, but I vowed at that time that I would never drive in snowy conditions or ice again. And I will pretty much stick to that. I won't budge on driving in ice because I got in an accident in Colorado. So it was not fun slipping on black ice. So I just vowed, nope, never again. So I looked outside here in Texas and saw that and said, nope, I'd rather be safe inside. Thank you. So anyway, that's basically where I stand on the weather. I'm definitely a Southern California girl, so I'm used to being in sunshine, like I said, and not having to deal with weather-related incidents. So I'm a little spoiled that way, but it's okay. It's nice to look at the snow, but I'm not a cold person by nature, so I don't like the cold. So I just wanted to tell you that the main thing is to just stand in faith. And we want to make sure that keeping the faith is what really it's all about, because so many things are happening right now in the world. And we want to just stand in faith and not live in fear. And my church service today, in fact, the pastor, he said Ephesians 2:8-9, this is truth. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. Amen to that. And I just wanted to message that back to everybody who is unsure of what's going on, or unsure in their own life perhaps, and not sure where they stand with the current situation in the world. Because there's so many questions out there and so many things that are upside down and just backwards, and truth matters. And just remember that. So stand strong for your faith, stand strong for your true convictions and what you believe in, and don't back down. And if you have that, it is a gift, as I just read in the Bible itself. And the pastor was mentioning in his series of faith. And that pastor, by the way, is Pastor George Pearsons of Eagle Mountain International Church. So I just made the switch since becoming a Fort Worth Texan. Only, like I said, it's only been 4 weeks. So 3 weeks ago was my first service there after being here 1 week. And I was only here for 6 days, in fact. So when I went to my first service there at that church, it was really great. And he and his wife, Terry, are the preachers. They're really great. And they're also seen on the Victory Network. So if you can't go to your own church locally, perhaps wherever you may be, you can watch their church service. And I do recommend it. But he is wonderful preacher as well. And so I recommend that if you're in that area. But they also have an online service. But just find yourself a good church, Bible verse church. If you are anywhere in America that is looking for a place to worship. And if not, then come online and join ours. But we definitely have that for you. It's so important to just keep Him, the Lord, first in your life. That's how I feel. And then everything will follow. And truth will prevail. And by the way, what's happening right now with the convoy, the trucker convoy in Canada and things like that, I really commend all the truckers. I stand behind the truckers. I think it's wonderful what they're doing. I hope to see more of that action across the globe. I think it's fantastic. I think a lot of the truckers here in America are standing behind the truckers in Canada with their convoy. And they're basically just saying enough is enough of this tyranny with these vaccine mandates. It's ridiculous. And it's not about being pro or anti-vax. It's really about freedoms. It's about pro or anti-freedom. That's what it's really about. And the sad thing is that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he's ridiculous, as we know. And yes, this is my opinion, but I think a lot of people might agree with me on this. He wrote a disgusting tweet, making it all about race. His tweet was just the other day, and it said, "Today in the House, members of Parliament unanimously condemned the anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, anti-Black racism, homophobia, and transphobia that we've seen on display in Ottawa over the past number of days. Together, let's keep working to make Canada more inclusive." He's talking about the truck convoy. The trucker convoy has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with being anything that he mentioned. And this is a man who was caught in blackface himself, which is very racist in itself, what he did. You can Google it for yourself. He has been caught numerous times in blackface, which was considering what he's trying to tweet out, very hypocritical. It makes no sense at all. So, I mean, these people in the higher offices like this, they should be shut down. They should be impeached. I don't know what they do in Canada, but we already know what's happening here in America with Biden, and he's a fraud in the White House, and Kamala, she's evil and has no integrity, and they're needing to be impeached, in my opinion. They're doing unconstitutional mandates across the entire United States, and it's just tyrannical. It's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with race. This is about freedom. This is about people's freedoms to be able to choose what they feel is right for themselves, and they should not be fired for jobs if they do not get a vaccine. And yes, I am for the truckers convoy. I agree with them. I think what they're doing is great. I love seeing it. I think that more people should stand up and be strong like that. And I think it's wonderful to just know people are behind them. It's very cold up there with the snow and everything. And you've been seeing the videos of people coming out to show their support, waving the flag. And I think that's great. That just shows that people are behind them. So for Trudeau to do that, and then of course, the whole thing with Trudeau, he was hiding anyway in quarantine because he said he was exposed to COVID. I don't know if that means he has COVID, but it was completely just his way of hiding and not having to face the situation that is happening in his own land. So he is disgusting. I'm sorry. These people like Trudeau and Biden, they need to be impeached. They need to be gone from their current office. They are obviously very out of touch with what's happening, and they don't understand that the freedoms of the people are what's important. Here in America, we stand up for our freedoms. own opinion. And again, I don't ever say what to do. I'm just telling you what I feel. And of course, I want people to understand that it's really about freedom. And that's what we should be standing strong for. So that's what I like about President Trump. Trump said that people have the right to choose what they want to do. And I like the governors, like the one now that I have, Abbott in Texas, who does not have any mandates in the state of Texas. He took away all mandates. He stands strong for that. I like the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who is not somebody who And I'm just going to continue to stand strong for those rights. And I'm going to completely, speaking of Trump, just so you know, what I do like is that there was a video of him playing golf in Florida and somebody captured the video. It was going viral. I really liked it, where he kind of slipped and made a comment that he would be the 47th president, meaning he will run in 2024. But he hasn't actually officially made the announcement that he's going to run in 2024 again. So that's the funny part. But the clip does show that he's fraud in the White House right now. The whole entire administration is a fraud, so they need to be impeached. And I'm going to stick to that statement. All right. So I just wanted to come on and say hello to everybody and just get that across that I will be back on Sundays, 3 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. Eastern, of course, is 2 o'clock, right? Or 4 o'clock, sorry. I'm backwards in my way of thinking. Yeah. So I used to do this always 1 p.m. Pacific. Now it's 3 p.m. Central for me, as I'm 2 hours ahead of where I used to be. So I just wanted to say the reason, of course, if you did miss my last show on January 2nd, that was the one I did right before I moved. I did mention moving from California. I made the decision after Governor Newsom, I call him Newsom, he did not get recalled in September. We had that opportunity to kick him out, and unfortunately, it did not work out. When that happened, I realized that the cheaters are going to continue to cheat. And sadly, I don't know how much more tyrannical nonsense we can deal with. The mandates and everything in California, it's really bad. They still have the mask mandates going on there. They have the vaccine mandates. Wherever you go, you have to show your passports, and pretty much there aren't many places anymore that stand up for the freedoms, even though a lot of people are conservative there and they want to continue to stand up to that. But it just is sad what's happening. And not only that, but it's so expensive. And it's nice to come to a place that's less expensive to boot. So no mandates here in Texas. It's the land of the free. They actually respect your rights as Americans, and we're going to continue to fight to keep it red. Keep the states that are red, red. All right. So thank you so much for joining me once again. And once again, drop a donation if you feel the need to. And we appreciate your support always. And I'll see you again another time. And always put God first. God bless you. And God bless everybody in the United States. And let's keep strong, standing our truths. God bless the truckers in Canada and everybody else that's standing strong for our rights and freedoms. Thank you, and God bless.